This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen gave a speech a little bit more than a month ago now, I think, proposing on behalf of her boss, of course, a global minimum corporate tax rate. 21% is the suggested number, same as the current corporate rate here. Its prospects, honestly, are still way up in the air, but European governments, strapped for pandemic cash, were generally pleased, save one. Ireland, with its rate of 12.5%, has become a major hub for a whole lot of foreign companies, Americans included, and they account, those companies do, directly and indirectly for almost a fifth of all Irish jobs. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
The champagne flowed in the northwest Irish town of Ballinar, Biden's ancestral home, when local residents celebrated the election last year of a man they regard as one of their own.
We're all delighted to see Joe getting into the White House, to see an Irish connection and a Ballinar connection.
But Irish enthusiasm for the boy from Ballinar may begin to wane. Biden's call for global tax reform could hit Ireland hard. Alex Cobham is with the campaign group Tax Justice Network.
Ireland is very heavily exposed to the type of global changes that may be about to come down the road.
The country's 12.5% corporate tax rate is in the firing line, and quite right, says Cobham. It's enticed scores of multinationals to shift their profits to Ireland away from the countries where they were earned, depriving those countries of much-needed revenue.
We estimate that Ireland is causing about $6 billion of revenue loss worldwide each year through procuring profit shifting. So it's pretty big money.
Drawn in with the help of ads like this.
There's so much more to Ireland than meets the eye.
Ireland makes no apology for turning itself from a poor agrarian economy into one of the world's richest countries, thanks to its knack for attracting foreign direct investment.
We're young, active, and educated. And we're very proud members of the European community.
After pumping that message out for decades, along with grants, subsidies, and that rock-bottom rate of corporate tax, Ireland is now host to a huge array of foreign companies. Intel, the chipmaker, has a major presence there. So do Apple, Pfizer, Facebook, Microsoft, and Google. Dermot O'Leary of Goodbody Stockbrokers says Ireland's a haven for giant American corporations.
We have described Ireland as the 51st state from an investment point of view because of the scale of US investment in the country.
Gaining access to the EU through an English-speaking country is the main attraction for the US, he says, but the low level of corporate tax is also a factor. And so Biden's call that could lead to a global minimum of 21% has not gone down well in Ireland.
The higher that particular tax rate goes from Ireland's 12.5%, the bigger potential damage it does to investment on the ground here in Ireland.
But could Brexit soften the blow, since Britain is Ireland's main European competitor for inward investment?
We are 4.75 million.
In recent ads, the Irish have stressed that Britain's departure from the EU leaves Ireland as the only English-speaking member state.
We are 100% committed to the EU.
And the Brits' plan to raise their own corporate tax rate to 25% has rendered the UK even less competitive. Seamus Coffey, former chairman of Ireland's budget watchdog, does not anyway believe that an exodus of foreign-owned companies from Ireland is imminent.
Pepsi are here since 1974, Pfizer since 1969. Like, these companies have a long history in Ireland, and they're not going to leave very quickly.
So no sudden disaster then, with scores of companies decamping, but
if the tax advantages do change over the medium term, we could see some changes in their investment decisions.
Biden is the architect of a plan that could, Congress willing, cause big problems for Ireland. And it would be ironic if the engine of Irish prosperity did falter due to a proposal launched by the president, that proud son of Ireland, the boy from Ballinar. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.